While the thermometer may suggest otherwise, winter is almost here, and it's the time of year when we work out less and stay in more. However, it's also a period of restoration.
I like that. In this week's Best Body Report, we talk about how you can embrace this next season in body and spirit with personal trainer Fairfax Hackley from BodyMassGym.com. How you doing, Hack?
Great to see the two of you, as always.
So let's talk about this idea of winterizing yourself.
Well, it's really acclimating yourself and preparing yourself for the winter season. You know, winter is different in different parts of the world, but for us here, it means that it's going to be colder and darker, and we are going to start transitioning from outdoors to indoors. But we really need to prepare for that season. But it's very important that you understand the whole concept of winter and what it truly means. And when you do, you renew, you restore yourself, and also it's a time of planning.
Okay, well, talk about the plans a little bit. What does it mean to winterize yourself?
Well, you know, the first thing, Sean, is the fact that we really need to slow down. When it gets cold, you know, we're not outside as much. We go indoors, so we really need to start to think about that, how we react to the cold, preparing for that cold. Many of us don't have a plan, and if you have a plan, you can stay healthy and stay moving and stay strong throughout the winter. But if you don't, you're going to put on that body fat, you're going to eat all the wrong things, and so it's important that you understand exactly what winter does to your body, and then do the things that will prevent you from becoming unhealthy or unfit or putting on those pounds.
Well, speaking of all that, let's talk about food and really what we should and shouldn't be putting in our bodies.
Well, you know, the main thing is we need to begin to start eating warming foods. So foods like soups and stews. And the reason why those are so great, they're nutrient dense, but we can also store them very easily. Then when you transition and use harvesting foods, you can not only eat them immediately, but you can dehydrate them, you can store them, you can preserve them, you can pickle them. And so you'll have a lot of good nutrition throughout the winter. So you're not stuck with just going to the supermarket every single day or every single week. And so we transition away from cooling foods and foods that are more warming, restorative, and also, again, that do our bodies better.
And what about physical activity?
Well, we want to begin to think in terms of if we're going from the outside inside, what are we going to do to stay fit? So many of us will join the gym, begin to take up other activities that we did in the summertime, i.e. maybe play basketball, soccer, tennis indoors. Or if you're transitioning outside, you may begin to think about, well, I need to ski. I need to get my bobsled out. Mm-hmm. I need to do my snowboard.
Bobsled.
Yes, I need to bobsled. We need to get our bobsled. Herschel Walker, hear me. We need to get that bobsled out. I love it. But, you know, again, it's about staying active, having fun, but also being safe and doing the right things to keep yourself healthy and fit.
All righty. Thank you, Hack.
Great to be here.
Personal trainer Fairfax Hackley from Body Mass Gym in your Best Body Report.